Hi, I'm Patricia Stark, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Hightower Westchester, Robeson, and White Plains Hospital. This is another edition of our nonprofit spotlight, and we are very happy, especially during the holiday season right now, to be joined today by Christine Laporta, who is the Deputy Executive Director of the Westchester Parks Foundation, keeping Westchester Parks beautiful, open, and accessible for everyone to enjoy. And we are talking today about the Westchester Winter Wonderland. Now, this is an incredible drive-through holiday lights extravaganza at the Kensico Dam in Valhalla, New York. And Christine, you're here to tell us all about it. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So I know that I believe this is the 10th year that you're doing this, but the third or fourth year that it's strictly a drive-through, correct?
Yes, this is our 10th year of Winter Wonderland. During the pandemic, we switched it to a drive-through format, and it's been so popular that we've kept it that way ever since.
I think it's actually, you know, a brilliant idea. I think a lot of us agree that everything that changed with the pandemic was both a blessing and a curse for different reasons. And, you know, growing up, going out for Christmas lights, we were always in our car and you're nice and warm in there. You can put a bunch of people in the car with you. So I think it's brilliant. And I almost made it last year and I couldn't get there. And I am sure to be getting there this year because I've been watching all of the videos. It really is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. And I hope you can make it. Yeah, we really think that the light show, the drive-through light show really works. And one of the major benefits is that you can come in the rain, in the snow, you can come with your family members that might not be able to walk for an hour or two, or that maybe don't want to be outside in the cold. So it kind of promotes that accessibility piece that I think is missing maybe from some of these other holiday events. And, you know, you can all bundle in, you can bring your own snacks and food, and it's, you know, 20 to 25 minutes from the warmth and comfort of your own car.
Yeah, it really is great. And you bring up such a good point. You know, my mom is 90 years old, but she can still get out and about, but she can't walk any kind of a distance. So to be able to take her in the car and have her see this is really part of our plan. Now, does it matter how many people you have in a vehicle? Like, what are the restrictions as far as an SUV, a truck, a car, and how many people you can bring?
So all cars are the same. It's $35 per car. That can be a car, an SUV. We do charge extra for, say, a passenger van, because we know some people have been bringing party vans or, you know, vans from group homes or nursing homes. And so those we do by special arrangement. But otherwise, any size car, however many people you can fit in, it's all $35.
That's really fantastic. And the dam itself is lit up. True. Is that right?
So the dam itself has the cherry trees along the base lit up in dancing colors. And that's actually been in place since year one, and people really love it.
Great. So describe like what we'll see, like as we pull up, like how do you, first of all, how do you get tickets? And then what should you do when you arrive?
Sure. So you get tickets at our website. It's wwinterwonderland.com. And we book them in 15-minute time slots. And so when your time slot pops up, you head to Kensico, and across the street from the park itself is what we refer to as the Oval. And you'll see plenty of signs and plenty of arrows that will bring you into the queue in the Oval, where you'll scan your ticket. You'll see some of the signs, learn a little bit about Westchester Parks Foundation, Westchester's Winter Wonderland, our founding sponsor, Westchester Medical Center Health Network. And there's a little mini light show actually in that queue before you enter.
That's
once
great.
You get into the park, it's a 1.2 mile light show with 17 different light show vignettes, Westchester's largest Christmas tree, a flapping dove, an animated snowflake, two tunnels this year. The tunnel is one of our most popular elements, and there's going to be two of them this year, which we're really excited about. And we'll have two interactive displays, one with Santa, which is always a favorite, and one with an ice elf this year.
That's so good. I really get so excited over this stuff because it makes you feel like a kid again.
And absolutely.
I think it's just such a great thing too, because this really benefits many things throughout the year. Tell us, you know, this is really a fundraiser that helps keep, I think there's something like 50 parks in Westchester, and this really contributes to a lot of good stuff throughout the year, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that This is a major fundraiser for Westchester Parks Foundation, and all the proceeds that we raise go back into our volunteer program, which works throughout the 50 parks. They go into our Trails Without Limits program, which is an accessible hiking program that we just launched this past year. And it also goes into a lot of special projects that we do throughout the year. I mean, we want to be the voice of Westchester County's parks. So when we hear from the folks that support us, hey, come check out this park, we'd love to see this happen, we're really listening to all of that. So the funds that we raise through this program really support your favorite county park.
Yeah, that's really great. So when we're driving through, I said it was about 1.2 miles, you said, can we tune into the radio? I think that there's music, right? There's a station we can tune into.
There is. So there's Holiday Hits on 88.7. You tune your FM radio, and there's lots of signs along the way so that you make sure you don't have to memorize that. And you listen to some of your favorite holiday songs as you view the lights.
I think it's so great because it's, you're in your own car. You can bring your own snacks and drinks. You can bring a blanket. You
know, exactly.
But now you can't get out of the car at any point, correct?
No, you can't. And we try to keep the line moving. You know, a lot of the elements are really dazzling, and so people want to stop. But the idea is just kind of like go slow, 10 miles an hour or so. So you have plenty of time to take it all in, but you know, you don't hold up the line either.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. So what are the dates? When does it start? When does it end? And what are like the time frames? Are there days that it's open and not open?
Sure. So we kick things off this Friday, Black Friday, November 24th, and we will be running through December 31st. That's a Sunday. And we are open Wednesday through Sunday during the first couple of weeks of the season. And then we'll be open every day except for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day through the end of the year. We are opening at 5:30 p.m. during the week. And we're really excited to be opening at 4 p.m. on the weekends because we know a lot of people have been asking for earlier time slots. And it's dark, so we might as well open up.
I was going to say, it's like, it comes 4 o'clock now and we're like, wow, we really are at winter because it is at that time already. But you know what? That's what adds to making it feel like the holidays anyway.
Absolutely.
But I've resigned myself to liking it for that reason, you know. But anything new and different for this year? I know you described a couple of the things that we'd be seeing, but it sounds like you try to mix things up every year.
We do. I mean, we know that a lot of people really love it for what it is, but if some people want to come back and see something new. So like I mentioned, there are two interactive characters this year. People really love Santa, and actually new this year, we put a mic on Santa so that he can interact with the cars going by. And then we have our new ice elf, which will be earlier in the route. And we added a second tunnel, which is going to have a totally different feel than the really popular tunnel we already have. And then we kind of move the vignettes around a little bit just to kind of freshen it up. We know people want to see, you know, their holiday favorites, but it could use a new twist every year.
Yeah, that's great. You did mention the second tunnel, but since I haven't been there before, which I am changing this year,
right.
Now I will know that it's for all of that reason. So what's the weather policy? Let's say that I get a ticket and then all of a sudden it's raining or it's nasty out. Like, what's the weather situation of when you will have this go on and when you have to cancel it?
So generally, we want to keep it going, rain or shine. We tend to follow the county's lead since we're a partner with Westchester County Parks. And if Beeline buses are closing down, then we will shut down Winter Wonderland. But it's really in the most extreme weather cases, ice and heavy snow. Otherwise, we want to keep it open. The snow adds a little bit of ambiance.
Okay. So, but you have to get tickets ahead of time. You can't show up and pay and get in the line, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's really important to know. And give us the website again, because there is an extra W in there. And I just want people to be very, very clear on what that address is.
Yes. The website is wwinterwonderland.com.
Okay. Well, Christina LaPorta, we really appreciate your time today. And it's so exciting, and all that it's for a good cause, and keeping those parks beautiful and going makes it all the better kind of a gift to treat yourself to and your family. So thanks so much for this.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you've been watching Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, and have very happy holidays. And we will see you at the lighting extravaganza. Take care.